This is epic.
Oh, it is?
All right, Jussano, I can't believe I'm about to say the way I'm going to say this. Jussano would have been in diapers when we did this.
Oh, no.
Many years ago. Are you aware?
That's right, because he was only one when we started.
Yeah, we were. You do know that you're producing a show. You were in diapers when we started, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So nonchalant about it. That's why I love you. All right, so at any rate, many years ago.
On most days it shows.
We used to do the Redneck Thanksgiving Fiesta.
And oh, that was like year one and two.
Yes. And what it was...
Oh, I got something to talk about this.
All the... that's so random, but I'm dying to know.
I remembered something and it would never fly. Ever, ever, ever. How we never got canceled the first 10 years of our career, I don't know. Okay, so...
I'm not sure I want you to say on the show what you're going to say then.
Remember
what?
I had the black eye?
Yeah. Wait, no.
Well, then keep going and I'll tell you.
Okay. I don't remember this at all. Okay. So at any rate, we made trashy Thanksgiving recipes. And one year we had Jolly Rancher stuffing?
No, I think it was turkey.
Was it? Oh, yes. It was Jolly Rancher turkey. We melted the Jolly Ranchers down and put a glaze over the turkey. But that same very turkey was cooked on a manhole outside the radio station. Now, before you think it's gross, Chef William Cornelius, who is a original native to the area, no longer lives in the area, but a genius when it came to MacGyvering something, he covered this whole manhole in foil. So the turkey never actually touched a scuzzy manhole. And he made a charcoal fire and he cooked a turkey outside the radio station during the morning show.
Isn't that crazy?
Glazed it with Jolly Rancher glaze. I mean, and frankly, it was amazing. Literally, the entire staff would come and eat this. And this was back when we had a staff of about, I don't know, 600, 700, 800 people that worked in one radio station. And they all ate. But anyway, I was inspired to tell you this, and then I got to hear this black guy. I don't remember this at all.
Okay.
About the California man that uses a shopping cart to barbecue. Now, this is genius.
Yeah.
Okay, so you put all the croquettes in the bottom, right? You take like one of the small shopping carts. I don't think you need a big one unless you're feeding, maybe you're having a big neighborhood barbecue.
600, 800 people that used to work here.
Think about if you guys had, especially in Scott's neighborhood, how you guys are all set up. I could see a huge neighborhood barbecue happening.
Oh, yeah.
You could use one of those full-size carts.
So this man is now under arrest after allegedly setting up a shopping cart as a barbecue to cook meat using a sword as a skewer. This guy is genius top to bottom.
Why did he get arrested?
Yeah, right.
I know. I'm kind of in awe of it, right? Anyway, maybe the sword. I don't know.
For him.
It happens that the Santa Monica, California, the police department, over the weekend, the cart was filled with burning wood, which the man tried to...
Is a fire hazard?
Well, I mean, depends on where you roll it. But then again, it is on wheels. You can roll the fire anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And anyway, the man tried to stoke the fire by pouring beer into the flames. Okay. Been
genius.
There, done that.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Really, you want a little smoke on those burgers? Hand daddy another bush. He faces misdemeanor charges for allegedly stealing the shopping cart. So it wasn't even that he made it into a barbecue.
That's so funny because they're all over my neighborhood, to be honest with you. The other day, I took a picture. So I live very close to my friends Shelby and Lauren. And I took a picture of the back of their house because they had a shopping cart behind their fence and I don't think they knew it. So I took the picture and said, nice shopping cart. So what did Shelby do? She just rolled it like kind of down the street again.
Yeah.
And just
set it down to the next neighbor.
Yeah.
So along with the allegedly stealing the shopping cart, reckless burning of an open flame in public and resisting arrest. I'm cooking a brisket with a bush beer trying to smoke it out. Why do you think I'm resisting arrest?
Well,
if you would have waited 20 minutes, I would have had a nice meal for you.
Exactly. I think this could have actually, he took lemons and made lemonade, and this could have worked really in the favor of the cops.
The guy might have been crazy. I'm just saying, because also, you know, the sword is the skewer. They say he may be facing weapons charges. I'm feeling there's more to the story that we're not being told about possibly an imbalance of the chemicals that run the brain.
No, I don't think so, because why is it I know so many guys with swords? We all have a friend who has a sword.
You buy a sword from the mall.
Exactly.
Yes, there is a store in the mall. You can literally go in there and become a ninja overnight.
Yes. I mean, Scott has a flamethrower. My brother always had the
Scott has a flame. I have a flamethrower?
Not a flamethrower. What's the thing that the lightsabers?
Oh, lightsabers.
But they're plastic. These are real swords.
I know, but I get it. But I'm just saying, like, you guys are big kids. Of course you want swords.
My
brother had the little Chinese stars. Nunchucks.
Oh, I used to have the Chinese throwing stars. By the way, how do you suppose the nice three ninja sword set would go with the farmhouse
rustic chic?
Yes, that Tiffany
right
wants
to the
do.
Mantle.
Right. Whenever we were
I like your style, kid.
When we were looking at houses, there was one house we went into. This guy had a whole room and they were placed very nicely on those little like pegs, if you will. And it was his whole thing, his whole vibe, whatever.
Did he have kids? Because I'm not thinking he never saw a vagina in his life.